will talk with a guest this hour who is among those who think the state of Wisconsin is going overboard in its efforts to expand hunting. We attempted to find a guest who supports recent efforts to expand hunting, like allowing hunting in state parks, to hunting wolves, to introducing various proposals to hunt other animals from woodchucks to sandhill cranes, to establishing a crossbow deer season, and several others. But we were unsuccessful. Numerous invitations were issued, and we thought we had someone, but that fell through at the last minute. So we decided to proceed with one side of the big question today on hunting and get the other side another time. Is Wisconsin doing too much to expand hunting? That's today's big question. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 25th. Our guest is Shala Werner, director of the Wisconsin John Muir chapter of the Sierra Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
There is a DNR meeting in Pembine today, which may have played a part in our difficulty in getting a guest to debate the debate you today. There's going to be some restrictions discussed on hunting in state parks. The DNR wants to prohibit people from shooting guns, bows, and crossbows across state trails, and require trappers to use dog-proof snares. So, Shala, you're against hunting in state parks. I know we talked about that. Would these restrictions make you feel any better, or is it still a bad idea?
Well, the Sierra Club isn't actually opposed in a blanket sort of way to hunting in state parks, but the expansion that the DNR had recommended really applied to all state parks, whether or not they were urban or rural, regardless of what the local park manager thought about it. So in the past, hunting has already been allowed on state parks where the park manager felt that it was appropriate. So definitely away from state trails, and these changes sound encouraging. And based on the massive public outcry that has come in response to it. So when we commented on this issue, we also said that there are other types of lands, for instance, national forest land, state forest land, national park land, you know, over a million acres of public land that are accessible for people to hunt. And I believe there was a really great article in the Journal Sentinel a couple years ago when this issue was being discussed that actually allowed people to search by county for public land that would be available to them for hunting. So, you know, we've got these few dozen state parks, and there are a lot of other users besides hunters, you know, just as you're sort of alluding, people who want to safely walk their dogs or bring their kids to the state park, and it would be tragic to see an accident because of incompatible mixed uses of those properties.
Well, let's get you to just generally comment on these recent efforts to expand hunting in Wisconsin, not just the state park piece, but these other seasons and efforts that are being made by Senate or state Republicans and the DNR. Why do you think Wisconsin is going overboard?
I do, and I think that the main concern is that we seem to be moving away from science-based natural resource management, not just with hunting, by the way, but with other things like water resources. And when that happens, that can actually backfire in the long run and curb not only other recreational opportunities. And I think that it's been pretty well established that about 85% of our population doesn't hunt. So, you know, this is a reaction to that, and that's actually laudable. My dad, you know, worked as a game warden in Illinois for 20 years, and he taught hunter safety and hunter education. And the hunting tradition in Wisconsin is part of our heritage, and it's critical actually for conservation, but that hunting really needs to be science-based. Without that, there's a really troubling interaction between these issues. For instance, if we allow deer to overpopulate the landscape out of control, there may be an increase in already high incidence of things like Lyme disease in Wisconsin. There might be an increase in chronic wasting disease, and that could, in the long run, make it so that, you know, deer hunting isn't going to happen. It's not going to be sustainable over the long term. Similarly, if you look at the wolf hunt, that's really, we've got one of the most aggressive hunting laws now in the country. And it's not just the DNR. This has been, you know, enacted by state statute. So the DNR is just implementing this new law that allows for statewide hunting during breeding season, the use of dogs, and this large population quota that, you know, if they actually go after that target, researchers like Adrian Travis at UW-Madison have said that wolves could be back on the endangered species list as early as 2016.
Yeah, you requested that the Sierra Club be able to join the committee that crafts the wolf hunt policy, and the DNR has rejected that request, saying that since the hunt is legal, there's no point in having an anti-hunting or wolf-hunting perspective on that committee. Why does the Sierra Club want a seat at the table there?
Well, I think that it's sensible not just to open up the Wolf Advisory Committee to groups like the Sierra Club, who, although the rationale for excluding us from the committee was based on the idea that we oppose hunting, which we don't, or the idea that we oppose state-based management, which we don't, you know, the Wolf Committee has 26 members now, and it's really stacked with just one side of the perspective in terms of wolf management. And so getting a more moderate voice on that committee or academic voices, you know, knowledgeable science-based researchers with expertise in this area could be really valuable towards crafting more sustainable long-term management plan for the wolves and making sure that what we're following is based on the latest science rather than the interests of the bear hunters or the safari club or other special interest groups.
Yeah. We did talk to you a while back about the proposed woodchuck hunt. We had State Representative Andre Jacques on as well. He was proposing that woodchuck hunt. There was also a proposal for hunting sandhill cranes. There's efforts being made to, increase the elk herd so there can be elk hunts in Wisconsin. What's the downside to allowing the hunting of all these different birds and animals?
Again, I think that in the case of woodchucks, they are a native animal in Wisconsin that plays an important ecosystem role, both in their own right and with their burrows on the landscape, so not on private land, providing habitat for other animals. And the policies that are being proposed just are not based on science as much as some minority population groups that are looking for more things to be able to go out and hunt. And in some cases, limited hunting might be reasonable, but when it's sort of statewide, year-round, for instance, with the woodchuck, they have a very strict hibernation period, so you know, something that might not be sustainable would be hunting them while they're breeding and the babies are sort of defenseless in the dens, versus looking at that in a science-based way and putting up just some reasonable science-based limitations to hunting so that it is sustainable in an ecosystem sort of way and so that hunting can occur without depletion. So similarly with Sandhill Cranes. I mean, it's beautiful to see the cranes, even in downtown Madison at this time of year, and they're everywhere, and it seems like they're amazingly abundant. But history teaches us that overhunting can lead to extirpation in a really rapid clip. So without science-based management policies, we're really in trouble in Wisconsin for preserving really beautiful, iconic species like the Sandhill Crane, you know, and other native wildlife.
Our guest is Shala Werner. She is director of the Wisconsin John Muir Chapter of the Sierra Club. She is giving us one side to today's big question, which is, do you think Wisconsin is doing too much to expand hunting or not? And why or why not? Let us know what you think. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We usually have two guests to debate our big question each week, but due to some scheduling difficulties, we are just hearing from one side, the Sierra Club, today, who our guest believes the state is going overboard with expanding hunting without looking at science-based hunting. She says she's not anti-hunting, but anti-science-based hunting. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Is Wisconsin doing too much to expand hunting? That's today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 21 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 25th. We are talking with Shala Werner. She is director of the Wisconsin John Muir Chapter of the Sierra Club. She says the state is going overboard with expanding hunting, and we're welcoming your thoughts and questions for her at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's John on Facebook says, conservationists and animal rights activists do not fund the management or conservation of our natural resources. Hunters do. I personally went from hunting 6 to 8 different species and seasons to hunting none due to Governor Doyle's DNR. The thousands of dollars that I spent each year for licenses, consumables, fundraisers, and travel has been redirected to other hobbies or other states like Minnesota and South Dakota. Walker's reforms may bring me back to hunting in Wisconsin. What about that argument, Shala?
Well, I think the biggest problem with it is that it's patently false. I mean, the endangered species license plates that we have in Wisconsin help fund the management of those native species. There's also, in all of these properties, public lands, there are things like state park user fees and camping fees that non-hunters pay, and it's also big business for local towns and counties around our state. So tourism is a huge industry, multi-billion dollar a year industry in Wisconsin, and anyone that goes to Door County and sees all the hikers and bikers, and it doesn't need to be Door County. It could be Boulder Junction, Wisconsin. It could be Ashland, you know, where they have birding and nature fests. People stay in the hotels. They eat at the restaurants. They spend money at local companies like Eagle Optics purchasing, you know, high-end gear for these kind of things, and really it supports Wisconsin's whole economy in a huge way. And so while, again, we're not against hunting and all the ways that hunting can support our economy, that hunting needs to be sustainable over the long term and science-based.
On Twitter, State Representative Peter Barca asks, or are the GOP anti-conservation actions on wetlands and public access, etc., hurting both hunters and other outdoors people?
Certainly. If you look at, you know, some of the policies that DNR's considering at this point. It's things like allowing aerial manure spraying that can be not only dangerous to public health, but also a big dissuader for outdoor recreation. And so there needs to be a balance there, and that balance needs to represent the interests of all of Wisconsin's citizens, not just well-connected groups, you know, like the United Sportsmen Alliance.
Go to Scott in Southwest Wisconsin. Hello, Scott.
Hi there. I just have a couple quick points and not really questions, but anybody who's ever dealt with a DNR field agent, like out in the field, can tell you that they're not exactly the most pleasant to deal with. So that's kind of a deterrent for a lot of people, I think, for hunting. Another point, when you're talking about having all these public lands that are already available, anyone who's ever hunted those public lands during like a deer season can tell you that they are very, very high pressure areas. So you've got a hunter every couple hundred yards, which in itself is not a safe thing. And anymore, with the farmers being more reluctant to let us hunt on their land, we're searching for more and more places to hunt because there's fewer and fewer places to go. So I think for safety wise, it would be better to have people spread out further, you know, over more land, especially if you kept them away from the trails. I don't agree that that would be a risk to anybody on those trails if you kept them away from the trails.
You're talking about in the state park, Scott?
Correct, yep.
Yeah. What about that, Shala?
I think the caller makes some very valid points. I mean, my husband hunts, and that is one of the concerns about any public lands, but I would think that it would be an especially big concern for state parks because you not only have to look out for other hunters, but you have to look out for people that are maybe not even aware that it's hunting season. So hopefully they're wearing blaze orange, but, you know, kids that live nearby in rural areas could wander onto those properties, and they don't necessarily stay on the trails. You know, I have an 8-year-old, and he kind of wanders around wherever he wants to. And so that could be really dangerous. Now, the issue with hunting land is a real one. I mean, because hunters need to set up a stand and be undisturbed and have their own sort of territory, shall we say, for safely hunting in that area. And I do think that if this issue really becomes increasingly polarized, even private landowners are going to become more reluctant to let people on their land. And that's a shame because hunting, especially deer hunting, is critical not just for preserving Wisconsin's hunting tradition, but also for ensuring that we have natural tree regeneration of species like the eastern hemlock that really can't take excessive deer browsing. And so you do look at the interaction of all these policies, just as Representative Barca says, and, you know, things like excessive logging or clear cutting can also open up more edge habitat and make it more likely that the overpopulating deer in our state are going to basically, you know, be able to run roughshod over all of our native forest land, which are also very economically and ecologically important to the state of Wisconsin, and cause some major deer browsing problems that could lead to no more replacement of eastern hemlock in Wisconsin. So I think that, you know, the caller is coming from a good place and a real perspective on the difficulty of finding hunting land. And if you don't have, you know, several thousand dollars to shell out for your own hunting land, that's going to be an issue. And, you know, I think most people do prefer to hunt on some type of private land that they have access to for that very reason. And then as far as the issue of DNR agents being unpleasant, I think that really varies on a person-to-person basis. As I mentioned, you know, my dad was a conservation police officer, and people literally would thank him at times for giving them tickets, and he gave a lot of warnings, and he tried to do as much education as enforcement when he was on the job. And that wasn't true for all of his colleagues, unfortunately. And and people should really see that job for what it is. It's a challenging job where the law enforcement officer is approaching a bunch of armed citizens, and they have to do that in a delicate way. And I think that in some cases, it's being perceived as, you know, them being the bad guy versus them being the source of education about what Wisconsin's regulations are and the importance of following those in order to maintain our resources over the long term.
Senator Neil Kedzie, a Republican from Elkhorn, said at the heart of all these efforts to expand hunting, legislators are trying to promote the hunting heritage, hopefully in perpetuity, so it doesn't die on the vine. Big concern that this hunting tradition is dwindling right now. We have just a minute before news. That sounds like it's a noble cause.
Yeah, definitely. I think that if that's where this is coming from, if we didn't track this to certain interest groups like bear hunters or, you know, the safari club, then maybe I would believe that it was, you know, based on science and the need to preserve our traditions. Unfortunately, I think there are some other things at play.
We'll talk about those other things at play and other efforts to expand hunting in Wisconsin and why our guest says it's a bad idea to do this willy-nilly. And we're welcoming your questions and your views. Is Wisconsin doing too much to expand hunting? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. A recent Associated Press article examined Republican efforts to expand hunting in Wisconsin. And it included the criticism from several other groups for that expansion. Reporter Todd Richmond wrote, "Since Governor Walker and his fellow Republicans took control of state government and the DNR, they've eliminated Earn a Buck, created a hunter recruitment council, reduced license fees for first-time hunters and hunters who recruit others to the sport, required online hunter education courses, and ended the general prohibition on hunting and trapping in state parks. They have also implemented the state's first wolf hunt and introduced bills to establish sandhill crane, woodchuck, and crossbow deer seasons, as well as block local governments from restricting bow and crossbow hunting. The DNR also dusted off plans to import elk in hopes of creating a season on them and is studying how to implement mini deer hunts on private land." So that's today's big question. Is Wisconsin doing too much to expand hunting? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 7:38 on this Wednesday, September the 25th. We are talking with a critic of non-science-based hunting and the expansion of non-science-based hunting. And we're welcoming your questions and views at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Shala Werner. She is the director of the Wisconsin John Muir chapter of the Sierra Club. Let's go to Laura in Arpen next. Hello, Laura.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have to admit that when I first heard the question, are we doing too much to expand hunting, my response was much like John's on Facebook, like we're of course not. Hunters, through their purchase of, ammunitions and firearm and what have you, are funding conservation in the state. But then after actually listening to your guest speak and calling for more science-based management, I have to agree. And I think that the question here really should be, should politics be so involved in conservation? And I think that when the politicians get involved, when they took over the appointment of the secretary of the DNR, everything changed. And that happened under Tommy Thompson, and it's continued. And I really think that that's the source of the problem. We no longer encourage science. It seems like science is something to question or fear. And instead what we get is politicians paying special favors to their, I think, high-paying constituents. And what I would really like to see is citizen involvement being the core focus of conservation in Wisconsin again instead of politics.
Is that a part of this problem, Shala Warner?
Absolutely. I mean, I really appreciate Laura's comments. And, you know, as much as I appreciate the comments, it is a depressing state of affairs when Wisconsin was really known and well-respected nationwide for our science-based policies, for our independent DNR secretary. I mean, these are policies that have been in place since the days of Aldo Leopold in some cases, and I often wonder what would he think if he saw what was going on today. And really, like a glaring example of this was the sloppy grant that was nearly awarded to the United Sportsmen of Wisconsin, which are really a Republican front group, and that $500,000 grant was awarded to them, you know, by the DNR and the governor, despite the fact that they did not have a valid nonprofit status, which is one of the most basic things that you would check when looking at where to allocate tax dollars to a group, and that group was supposed to promote hunting. And promoting hunting in itself as an idea is fine, but not at the expense of the other 85% of our population, and not in a way that's just irresponsible when looking at how we want to allocate our tax dollars. I mean, $500,000 is, to put it in perspective, about 2 years of Sierra Club's annual budget at the state level. So it's a lot of money, and it needs to be allocated responsibly. And that really now was rescinded once the public and the media discovered, you know, the problems with that award. But really, that's just one example of how these policies are being driven. And it's really troubling, and it's really disappointing, because I also want to make sure that I point out that there are a lot of really knowledgeable professionals at the Department of Natural Resources. And, you know, their whole profession and what they're doing needs to be respected, but these policies are really coming from the top at the expense of a lot of other users and outdoor recreational enthusiasts, and that's just disappointing.
Greg on Facebook writes, when you add hunting in the woods, you subtract other users and uses of those woods, hiking, birding, cycling, skiing, snowshoeing. When the state wanted to expand the hunting season to something like 7 months of the year and in state parks, that's absurd. Obviously, there is some political payback going on in Wisconsin with regards to sportsmen who supported Walker and the other state Republicans electorally. So you just touched on the politics of it, but is it also that is it hurting all those other hiking, birding, cycling, skiing?
Well, I think that if it's done very carefully, hunting can be allowed even in places like state parks, but the local park manager for, you know, years has always known when and where that's appropriate. And so the problem with this policy is that it seems to override local control in a lot of cases. And so even crossbows are, you know, coming at the expense of traditional bow hunters. And the reality of hunting is that it is, no matter what we try to do, declining across the landscape as our population urbanizes. And so it's possible that if the DNR overemphasizes hunting but doesn't, for instance, expand the types of uses that can occur at our state parks, like why aren't we installing more camping cottages so people can, you know, camp year-round or use the state parks more widely? Why aren't we expanding bicycle paths? Why aren't we, you know, having more environmental education programs and supporting that sort of things, you know, those activities that connect people with nature. Because if you look at the economic reality, those types of activities are on the rise, and they're rare across the landscape, and it's what people are really looking for versus trying to emphasize hunting, one valid and important use of our natural resources, while not developing those others. You know, so I think the tax dollars need to be spent in a balanced way to promote just the responsible outdoor, you know, recreation of all types, not just hunting. And if hunting is allowed in a certain area, it just needs to be appropriate and timed so that it doesn't exclude other activities that open up the landscape but also generate income both for the state parks and the local communities around them.
Well, this might be a good time for me to remind listeners and those just joining us that we usually have two guests to debate our big question each week, but we had some scheduling difficulties getting the other side to today's big question. The DNR board is meeting today in Pembine, and that's one of the reasons why we might have had difficulty finding a guest who thought that these efforts to expand hunting in Wisconsin are just fine. The DNR is going to be considering proposals that would prohibit people from shooting guns, bows, and crossbows across state trails and require trappers to use dog-proof snares in this plan to allow hunting in state parks. Let's go to Mike in Vilas County. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I was pretty excited to hear the topic because I'm actually heading up to Canada to muzzleloader deer hunt. But my question, and I'm a hunter, and I actually live to hunt, but I want to say I really agree with your guest. And I have a question is why, if they're trying to expand all these hunting opportunities, why don't they expand the deer gun season in Wisconsin from 9 days to 2 or 3 weeks? And I know where I live, in Unit 34, I'm an avid bull hunter, but I can't shoot a doe in Unit 34 with a bow and arrow, and it's been that way for like 3 years. And where I hunt, I can go out and see 25, 30 does in a day. And I've been told that's because the Natural Resources board member has a cottage there, and he doesn't want people shooting deer in that unit.
Well, why doesn't the state hasn't proposed that, have they, Shala?
Not that I know of, and so the caller makes a valid point. So even in the case of hunters, sometimes maybe they're not being listened to, and I don't know about his particular situation, but if you look at deer management in the Menominee tribal lands, for instance, you know, they do have more longer season for deer hunting, and, you know, not coincidentally, that's one of the only places in the state with natural hemlock tree regeneration. So, you know, he makes a good point. And again, just, you know, policies being science-based would go a long way towards getting us where we want to be, both towards allowing for sensible hunting and sustaining our resources.
Let's go next to Joe in Trempealeau. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say, as an avid waterfowl hunter, upland bird hunter, mountain biker, bicyclist, that I'm really disappointed in what's going on in this state. I think, as other callers have stated, that the DNR has become an arm for the GOP and Scott Walker's agenda. Unfortunately, I end up going out to North Dakota, South Dakota to hunt. I don't deer hunt anymore at all, let alone in the state of Wisconsin. There's public ground I refuse to go on to. There's less and less deer, as maybe what I had heard from the other caller. Just as a younger man, I would go out and see 20, 30 deer and hunt public land on opening weekend. The last few years I hunted, 5, 6 years ago, I don't see deer anymore on public land and stopped doing that. So,
well, so who do you blame for that, Joe? Or what do you blame for that?
I do blame regulations or deregulation for some of this. It's just, it's got so politicized as far as the DNR goes. And again, very, very disappointing. I don't agree with hunting wolves. I have no idea why that was enacted. I don't agree with a crossbow hunt. Why would we want, let's give another opportunity to hunt the deer that aren't there. It's a revenue source. I don't believe there's less hunters than there used to be. I have trouble believing that there's 16% less. I think people are spending their hard-earned money going other places where there's game and more opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Greg on Facebook writes something that's somewhat related that I just want to fit in here. He writes, too many deer, motorists running them over. Too few deer, let's shoot all the dang wolves. Which is it? Do you know, Shala?
Well, what I would say is that, so the deer season is set based on history, and that those dates can be kind of arbitrary, and it might not work statewide because of things like seasonal changes. So is there snow cover on the ground? Are the deer moving at that time of the year? So things like climate change can actually have an impact on things like deer hunting. And so, yes, like these different hunting policies, one would think that a lot of the policies that have been enacted would actually increase our deer population, but that doesn't mean that they're increasing uniformly statewide and that the time of the hunt that's allowed is coinciding with the best time to see deer, say, on public or private land. And so that can make it a challenge. But I think, you know, all of these policies taken together could mean fewer wolves, more deer, less tree regeneration. And in the case of deer, because of the Lyme disease and chronic wasting disease issues, that also may backfire in the long run and, you know, create a really undesirable situation for hunters and non-hunters alike in Wisconsin.
We have State Senator Bob Wirch from Kenosha online. Senator Wirch, good morning.
Good morning. I would respectfully disagree with a lot that I've heard this morning. I believe the Walker administration has been anti-hunter, and I serve on the Sporting Heritage Committee, and I serve on the Natural Resources Committee. Why do I say they're anti-hunter?
Yes, why do you say
In the budget, they authorize selling 10,000 acres of stewardship land. That's all land for hunting and fishing. They came up with a policy around the mine to stop hunting and fishing in 4,000 acres around the mine. At a time, the big issue for people who want to hunt and fish is access. They can't get on private land. And when you talk about selling possibly or restricting 14,000 acres, I think that's the key issue. And it's not only for hunting and fishing people, but people who want to enjoy the great outdoors.
Well, thank you for adding that, Senator Wirch. And there's that contradicts some of these other efforts to expand hunting, don't they, Shala?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with Senator Wirch more on that. We were really troubled to see that mandated sale of stewardship land. I mean, the Knowles-Nelson stewardship was a bipartisan piece of legislation, and since then it has opened up hunting and other outdoor recreational access to people, and it's been critical for preserving the hunting tradition. So I like the way he frames it. And of course, we spoke out against the bill SB 278, and everyone else can too, to close off that 3,500 acres of managed forest land, which is private land around the proposed mine site that the company is now proposing to close off access in one of the most important parts of Wisconsin for outdoor recreation. And they want to do that, by the way, without paying the back taxes. And people that do enroll their private land into the Managed Forest Land Program receive substantial benefits. And those taxes are taxes that aren't seen in the local community in exchange for allowing public access.
So as we conclude, Shala Werner, what can people do about this if they think there's too much going on to expand hunting willy-nilly in Wisconsin?
I think it's critical that they do speak out to the Natural Resources Board. And so, as you mentioned, they're meeting in Pembine today and their own legislators, and just maybe ask for some more bike paths, some more balanced approach to outdoor recreation. And if we're going to use tax dollars to promote that, let's promote environmental education. Let's promote science-based hunting policies. And I think that, you know, our state's really going to be better off for that. We've seen with the hunting and state parks issue that when people come out and speak their concerns, the DNR does respond. And like I said, in the case of the grant that was initially awarded, that was rescinded. So speaking out matters and voting matters, and people just need to be civically engaged.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Shala Werner is director of the Wisconsin John Muir chapter of the Sierra Club, telling us why she thinks the state is going overboard in its efforts to expand hunting. We will get a different side to this question coming up down the road sometime. But now it's time for you to sound off. Do you think Wisconsin is doing too much to expand hunting? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's time now for the sound-off portion of today's big question. Do you think Wisconsin is doing too much to expand hunting or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Do you support all of the efforts to increase and promote hunting in Wisconsin? Let's go to Linda in Pewaukee. What do you think, Linda?
Well, I'd just like to start out by saying that I've been following this. I've been to a number of meetings in Madison and Milwaukee. I've written numerous letters, and the guest, Ms. Werner, suggested that people speak out. Well, they are speaking out, but no one's listening. These meetings, I can tell you, overwhelmingly, citizens in Wisconsin are opposed to these kinds of measures. And as far as the sportsmen being the ones that pay to support conservation, that's because the system is rigged. I can't buy a no-kill license. I can't buy a save-a-wolf license. Whereas, you know, someone can pay $4 and trap unlimited muskrats and sell those pelts and profit from it. You know, when I'm taking my grandkids for a walk in a state park, I say, oh no, we're gonna leave that rock there or that mushroom. We're gonna leave it alone because, you know, someone else is gonna want to see that. You know, and so just, you know, put that up against someone coming in, you know, and shooting animals.
Linda, thank you very much. I don't mean to be rude, but we're trying to limit these sound-offs to 30 seconds. Gary on Facebook writes, hunting is a skill that most people will benefit from. I choose not to practice it as much as I used to, mainly because I feel it has become over-regulated and expensive. I also do not currently feel that the need or desire, I do not feel the need or desire to kill any animal, but I also think it is essential that I'm able to do it if I want. All right, well, there's a yes and there's a no. You can continue voting online. You can find that at wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.